Surprise, bitch. It's me. Mikey Majesty up in this motherfucking building. Now, I know that I'm not consistent with this, but I think that's what makes this my podcast even more. Am I right? Because I'm not consistent, and I don't run on a schedule. I don't run on Duncan. So, I think it just adds my character to the show. But anyways, I want to talk about hella things today. If you haven't seen my recent YouTube videos, they're both story times. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them on here because I know not everybody's about YouTube. And I'm going to discuss some hot topics out there in the world. As I said, I'm not consistent and I don't run on a schedule. I run on Duncan, so why would I have a list of topics to talk about when I could just reach them out of my head? Let's jump right into this show. Alright, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is some really exciting news. I've been waiting to announce this. I already made a YouTube video about it, but I really wanted to discuss it on my podcast because it's just so overwhelming. I failed my driving test. Yay! Isn't that so great? I'm like so proud of myself finally becoming an adult. And I really just have so many people to thank for that. So first we're going to start by thanking my driving instructor. So what had happened was, I arrived to the DMV, and there were these two people that greeted me at the door that were instructors, and they were being nice, saying hi, asking how everybody's day is, and then there's this third asshole that was off in the corner, just looking at his clipboard, looking like an asshole. And when it was time for me to take my test, guess which instructor I got? I got the Mr. Krabs guy that was in the corner on his clipboard looking like an asshole. So, I went out to the car with him. He was looking at the lights and the blinkers and everything like that, making sure the car was fine. And he got in the car and he told me to pull out of the parking space. So I pulled out of the parking space, and the first thing he made me do was back into a parking spot. Okay. Didn't even go driving first, but whatever. So I back into the parking spot on my first try, and I get it right. Perfectly fine. No mistakes, and it's like 100% straight, unlike me. So, he tells me, he goes, oh, alright, good. He said it was good. So he told me to pull out of the parking space, and he told me to drive. So I started driving, and then he had me pull into another parking space right after. And I'm like, alright. So then he's like, get out of the car. So I got out of the car, and he's like, you tapped a cone, so I'm failing you. Oh! Okay. Now, I'm gonna let you know right now that he said I had 3 tries to back into this parking space. And when I did it on the first try, I didn't feel a cone, I didn't see a cone, I didn't hear a cone. And he said, good. So what the fuck happened to the other 2 tries? And why did he tell me I did a good job? I'm confused. But anyways, I rescheduled my appointment. And I did it for a different place now. Because I know now that that was the asshole place to go to. And I think I'm going to get it this time because now I'm going to a much better place. So yeah, just wanted to share that exciting news with everybody.
Yay!
Now the other video that I recently posted is titled, I got kicked out of a Hollywood apartment the same day I got it. And I'm not going to go too into description about this video because it would just be best if you watched it. You don't even have to like look at it, you could just listen to it because it's the story time video. But it is not Hollywood in LA, like you're probably thinking. This is Hollywood, Florida, honey. And I really wanted to share this video because this was one of the most ridiculous, annoying situations that I've ever been in my entire life, and one of my most stressful situations. So, I think that people get entertainment out of situations that cause other people stress for some reason, and it's all over with now, so there's not like hard feelings, like it's not anything crazy. But I definitely think that you should go check that out because it is a fucking movie. It's not even a story. Like, this should legit be on TV. But unfortunately, I didn't have my MTV cameras following me that day. So I barely go on Twitter, but when I do, it's usually just to see what other people are tweeting or to like retweet things and stuff like that. I'm just not a huge Twitter user. I don't even have that many followers on there. But I was on there the other day and I saw this random ass guy tweet me, and it was responding to my Gucci flip-flops freestyle, and he was like, "Killed it. I used this in one of my videos. Hope you don't mind." So I'm like, "Oh, cool." Like I don't know, it sounded nice, like, "Oh, you killed it, so I'm gonna put this in the video." I was like, "Oh, cool, I'm gonna get hella clout." Like, this guy has like 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. So I was like, "Cool, lit, whatever, of course I don't mind." So I go onto the video, and it's a fucking video that's titled "Why People Idolize Bad Baby," or something like that, or like "Why People Are Obsessed with Bad Baby." And I was like, "Oh, it's one of those videos. Okay." So I started watching the video, and he's basically just pulling out videos of people listening to Bad Baby songs, and he's just like ranking the shit out of them for no reason. And he's like, I don't know, he's not that old, but he's way older than me to be taking videos of like teenagers and shit and being like, "That's fucking stupid. Like, where is your life, bruh?" So I skip through the whole video until I find my part, and he puts up my rap. He actually put my whole video, like, he didn't even cut me out, really. And he's basically just ranking the shit out of me, and he's like, "Why is my man's rapping his heart out on some 7-Eleven headphones?" First of all, bitch, my headphones are Apple headphones that came with my iPhone, so definitely not from 7-Eleven. Well, definitely not from 7-Eleven. And go fuck yourself. So I'm not even gonna give this guy's name out. I don't even know what his name is actually, but I could go find it easily. But I'm not even gonna give him any publicity. I'm just gonna make another video right back to him. So, what do you guys think I should do? Like, should I just turn this into a roast vid like he did, or should I just like review some of his videos? His videos kind of suck, honestly, because he's one of those people that has to put like titles of famous people into his videos to get views. When, I mean, I guess anyone could do that. Anybody can make a video with a celebrity's name in it and they'll probably get views, but that you're not really getting views for yourself, though. Like, all my videos are like my story times and like my vlogs and stuff. I'm not like, "Oh, Katy Perry sucks at singing now, question mark," and then I have to make a whole video about that. Like, kind of ridiculous that you can't just get your own clout. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? But I just thought that was kind of funny. I did think that what he was saying was funny, though, so I didn't take it all to heart. But I'm just like, really? You have to put other people's videos in your videos to get views? Kind of sad. Why don't you create your own content, bro? I've been messaging people like all morning, just seeing who wants to be on the podcast and stuff like that. Like, some cool people that I think I would like to talk to, people that I think are interesting and that would, spice up the show. But I just wanted to get off my chest that there's this one person in the music industry that I spoke to months ago, like in November or something like that. And I asked this person if they would be interested in coming on the show and just talking. And I was like, we could discuss further if there's any type of topics that you would like to touch yourself. So the person was like, "Sure, that sounds awesome. I would love to be on." And I was like, "All right, cool. Just let me know when would be a good time for you, and I'll try to work around your schedule." And the person never responded to me. So a few months later, I was like, "Hey, I was just wondering if you'd still be interested in coming on the podcast." Never heard anything. So I messaged them this morning when I was like going through people that I would love to have on here. And I was like, "Hey, I spoke to you a few months ago about coming on the podcast. I was just wondering if you were still possibly interested in coming at any time." And I just checked right now, and the person left me unseen. Like, oh my God, what does that mean? And what if the person listens to the podcast? Like, I'm just kind of upset right now because I really wanted to have them on and I was so excited, but I don't know. I get people are busy and stuff, but I don't know. Don't like make an agreement to come on here, you guys, if you don't mean it. It's kind of sad. It's so disheartening. Anyways, we're gonna take a cute, short, tiny little break, and it's literally only gonna be for like 30 seconds because I just have a cute little message to share with you guys. Hey, let's chat, listeners. Do you like earning money for absolutely no reason? Because I love that. In fact, it's one of my favorite things to do. You don't even have to do anything. So, all you have to do to get five free dollars is sign up for Cash App using my code MikeyMajesty. You'll get $5, I'll get $5, and it's a win-win situation. You can even request to get a free Cash App card in the mail, and it will come within like 5 days. So this card is so cute. It's a black, all black card, and you get to sign it using custom little symbols and things like that, so you could really personalize your card. And it's free, so you might as well just do it anyways. I'm not really sponsored by them, but I really need $5 as much as I possibly can get it because I'm not employed right now, and you know, times are tough. So, go download the Cash App. Seriously, please. So, I wanted to talk about Kanye West today, but I think he's just too much of an asshole that I don't even care enough to talk about him on my podcast. But I just wanted to say that he's kind of smart because he knows that he's getting hella clout right now. He's probably about to release an album, and that's why he's acting like an asshole. So, yeah. Publicity stunts? I think so. Is he really stupid in real life? I think so. But he's also smart. That's all I'm gonna say. I just wanted to come on here and just, you know, chat. It's a nice ass day outside, so I plan on going tanning. And I plan on doing a whole episode tomorrow, and probably with a guest. So, yeah, I was just basically doing a cute little update for you guys, and I will be back very soon. I don't really have like any specific things that I wanted to touch on today. So yeah, I'm probably just gonna go online right now and see if anybody has any questions. Okay, so I just went online and I asked people to ask me questions. My phone is like tweaking though. I tried to do it in a live video, but I'm just like reviewing the questions after the video ended. So, a really good question that I like is somebody just asked me if you could choose to live in any decade, what would it be? And I think I would choose to live in the 90s, like the early 90s, though, like just starting off, so that I could experience all of them, all of the 90s, because I think that was like the best for music and just fashion. And it just seemed like a really good era of time that I think I belonged in. I don't think that I belong in this decade, really. I mean, I know that there's people that everybody lives in this decade right now, but I think that I should have been raised in the 90s it would have made more sense for me. Another good question from the same person is, how did you develop your fashion sense? And I like that question because I think I've always had a fashion sense, honestly. Like, literally when I was in 5th or 4th grade even, I would paint my nails black and I would wear only black, white, and red. And I think that I've always had, like, a strong feeling of individuality. And I really like that because, I don't know, it just always made me stand out from everybody. There was not a lot of people dressing the way that I did. And my style honestly hasn't changed, like, my entire life. The only difference now is that I wear makeup. And I think I developed that by seeing, like, high fashion things and just really falling in love with the vibes of it. Like, magazines and stuff like that, seeing all of the cool eye looks and stuff, and being like, I could so do that and look cool with it. So, I think I've always had a fashion sense of, like, oh, I'm only gonna wear black or something like that. Like, just from a young age, I've just been obsessed with fashion. I've always been obsessed with, like, what other people are wearing and what I'm wearing and, like, how you can make things look better. Like, even when I was young, my mom would ask me, like, should I wear these shoes or these shoes? And I'm like, those ones for sure, girl. So, fashion has always been, like, one of my faves. Somebody just said, do you live in New York? I do not live in New York, but I live close to New York, so I'm always traveling to it. I would love to live in New York, so that's one of my goals in life. I just love the vibe there. A lot of people say that it's, like, too busy there and it's overwhelming. I literally love that. It brings me, like, a sense of calmness, almost, with all the different things going on. And you could, like, walk down one street and there's a whole different vibe going on from the other street. And there's always music and dancing. And I just love it. And it's a good place to be if you were born to be a star. Who are your idols and why? So, I don't really know if I have, like, specific idols, because there's a lot of people that I look up to and have continued to look up to from young ages. So when I think of that question, I think of, like, Kurt Cobain, not to be basic, because literally everybody says that now, but they're lying. So definitely Kurt Cobain. I have a quote of his tattooed on me. And I think this represents why he's my idol. And the quote says, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. And that's really what he just stood for. And I think that speaks to so many different people in so many different ways. Whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, white, black. He reaches out to and speaks to everybody. And that's what I love about him. Another idol is probably, like, Marilyn Manson. I love Marilyn Manson. I was obsessed with Marilyn Manson when I was younger. And I think that's another reason that I started with the makeup. Because I looked at people like him and I was like, well, they're guys and they're wearing makeup, so why can't I? And I just love that there's people that have platforms like that to inspire younger generations to be themselves. And it really just normalizes things that are seen as strange to older generations. So yeah, those were just some cute questions that I thought were really good. And I would like to continue to answer people's questions. So maybe I'll do that in other episodes to come. But I really don't think there's that many questions that people have for me at the moment. Burning questions. But as I continue to grow and become the icon that I am, I'm sure there will be millions of questions to come. So, thanks to everybody who participated in that, and thanks to everybody who's listening today. Sorry there wasn't too many interesting things to talk about today. I just really wanted to come on and say, hi, what's up? And just really check in with you guys. So as I said, I've been talking to multiple people about coming on the show. So that's exciting. I have that to look forward to. And hopefully you guys are excited as me. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. Be safe, responsible, respectful, and as always, be a leader. Thanks for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.